I'm Sam Farber, and I'm getting your reps in. As a member of Congress, you have several options when it comes to voting. And when it came to the recent State Children's Health Insurance Program, also known as SCHIP legislation, all of them were put to use. Some voted no, far more yes, a few didn't show up, and our own Congresswoman Diane Watson from LA voted present? A present vote means you abstain. It's like if you went to dinner at your parents and your mom asks if you'd like a salad, and instead of saying yes or no, you say, I'm here. So why vote present? According to her press release, she was troubled with the SCHIP bill after it came back with amendments from the Senate.
The overall dollar figure went down from $50 billion to $35 billion, and House and Senate negotiators also removed some controversial Medicare provisions with the promise that we'll take those up at a later date.
That's Barrett Kaiser. He works for Senator Baucus of Montana, one of the amendment authors. He says the changes may have made the bill a little lighter money-wise, but it also made it a little more focused and a little easier for others to vote for. So they made it weaker. Watson's press release says the compromise would have left millions of American children, including tens of thousands in California, without health insurance coverage. So she cast a vote of present, or as she wrote, P for protest. Congressman Dennis Kucinich of Ohio also had problems with the changes, so he voted no as his protest. Which one was better? That's up to you. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Sam Farber, and I'm getting your reps in.